This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two White House officials say the U.S. trade representatives will begin talks in the World Trade Organization on ways to overcome intellectual property issues that are keeping poorer countries from making their own generic version of the critically needed COVID-19 vaccines. The White House has come under pressure over the issue. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain says Trade Representative Katherine Tai will be starting talks with the trade organization on ways to get the vaccine more widely distributed, licensed, and shared. Klain and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the Biden administration will have more to say on the matter in the coming days. Britain is rushing to increase aid for India's teetering healthcare system, promising more ventilators and expert advice as doctors grapple with the surge in coronavirus infections that is killing thousands of people each day. The UK government said Sunday will send an additional 1,000 ventilators to India. In addition, England's National Health Service, which has battled one of the worst COVID-19 outbreaks in Europe, is creating an advisory group to share its expertise with Indian authorities. The UK government said in a statement that Prime Minister Boris Johnson plans a video meeting with his counterpart, Narendra Modi, on Tuesday. The top U.S. military officer says Afghan government forces face an uncertain future and the potential for bad possible outcomes on the battlefield against Taliban insurgents as the withdrawal of American and coalition troops accelerates. And General Mark Milley says in an interview with the Associated Press and CNN that the Afghan military and police are reasonably well-equipped, reasonably well-trained, and well-led, but he declined to say if they're fully ready to stand up to the Taliban. This is VOA News.